The hot labor summer of 2023 may have yielded big contracts for workers, but a labor resurgence? Not exactly. The share of U.S. workers who belong to unions remains at an all-time low. That's according to new numbers from the Labor Department. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
Union membership was once commonplace in America. In the 1950s, about a third of private sector workers belonged to unions. Today, it's just 6%. And even as union jobs are growing, non-union jobs are growing faster. Companies have been fighting back against labor for decades. The reality, it's really difficult for workers to organize. And so Heidi Shearholtz says,
there's just a massive gap between the share of workers who are in unions and the share of workers who report that they want to be in a union.
Shearholtz is president of the left-leaning Economic Policy Institute. She says a big part of the problem is labor law. It's weak. Even when a company is found to have violated workers' rights by, say, firing employees for leading a union drive, the consequence under labor law?
Basically a slap on the wrist.
The stalled union campaign at Amazon is one testament to this. Shearholtz believes there need to be some major changes to labor law to really halt and reverse the decline that unions have seen over the decades. And efforts in Congress to do that have so far failed. Now, where unions do seem to be winning is in the arena of public opinion. According to Gallup polling last summer, more than 70% of Americans sided with Hollywood writers and auto workers over their employers in those labor disputes. American support for labor unions is as high today as it was in the 1960s, and young people are especially enthusiastic. Last year, unions added 139,000 members, that growth driven entirely by workers under 45. Shearholtz says that's promising.
I think that does point to a shift that may be a more lasting shift in interest and popularity of unions.
Still, Gallup found there are limits to that interest. 6 in 10 people surveyed said they were not interested at all in joining a union. Another reason a labor renaissance may not be coming soon. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.